Gustav arrives on the same day that the Republican National Convention was supposed to begin in St. Paul, Minnesota, and the hurricane is forcing Republican delegates to make a decision, stay at the party convention or return home. Louisiana delegate George Wright is staying, in part to keep a family tradition alive.
My great-grandfather was a delegate to 1904, 1908, and 1912 conventions. He was probably the only Republican from North Louisiana at that time. He'd fought in the Civil War, and so I decided I wanted to be a delegate to continue the lineage for my family.
Mr. Wright lives in Lafayette, Louisiana, just west of Gustav's projected path.
I've been through many, many hurricanes since I've been with my company, and I'm on my 43rd year representing State Farm. So I did a lot of the coordinating through all the hurricanes. I guess I don't want to say it's old hat, but we know how to do it.
So Delegate George Wright stays on in Minnesota while his daughter evacuated her family from Houma, Louisiana, which is along the coast.
For the last few days, it's been about the hurricane. It hasn't been about the Republican National Convention at all.
Nina Fauché says she and her husband have been more concerned about the new home that they left behind.
We bought it for our three children to grow up, and we left it this morning thinking, are we going to have a home to come to, back to? And, you know, of course we believe we do, but it's just the hurricane season comes around every year, and we would hopefully have had a little bit more of a break than just a couple, 3 years since Katrina.
Okay, so Nina Fauché is evacuating. Her father remains a delegate at the Republican convention in Minnesota. Other Louisiana delegates have returned home on chartered flights, and the convention schedule this week is in flux.